ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय।
श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4, द क्रिएशन ऑफ द फोर्थ ऑर्डर, चैप्टर 23, महाराज पृथुस गोइंग बैक होम, पार्ट 1, वर्सेस 1 थ्रू 30। Prithu and Archie go back to Godhead. The great sage Maitreya continued speaking to Vidura. At the last stage of his life, when Maharaj Prithu saw himself getting old, that great soul, who was king of the world, divided whatever opulence he had accumulated amongst all kinds of living entities, moving and non-moving. Prithu Maharaj arranged pensions for everyone according to religious principles, and after executing the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in complete coordination with him, Prithu dedicated his own sons unto the earth, which was considered to be his daughter. Then Maharaj Prithu left the presence of his citizens, who were almost lamenting and crying out of feeling separation from their king. And so Prithu went to the forest alone with his wife to perform austerities. Vaikanasa. After retiring from family life, Maharaj Prithu strictly followed the regulations of retired life and underwent severe austerities in the forest. Prithu engaged in these activities as seriously as he had formerly engaged in leading the government and conquering everyone. In the Tapovan, Maharaj Prithu sometimes ate the trunks and roots of trees, and sometimes Prithu ate fruit and dried leaves, and for some weeks Prithu drank only water. Finally, Prithu Maharaj lived simply by breathing air. Following the principles of forest living and the footsteps of the great sages and munis, Prithu Maharaj accepted 5 kinds of heating processes during the summer season. He exposed himself to torrents of rain in the rainy season, and in the winter, Prithu stood in water up to his neck. Maharaj Prithu also used to simply lay down on the floor to sleep. Maharaj Prithu underwent all these severe austerities in order to control his words and senses, Urdhva Reta, and also to refrain from discharging his semen, and to control the life air within his body. All this Prithu did for the satisfaction of Krishna. Prithu Maharaj had no other purpose. By thus practicing severe austerities, Maharaj Prithu gradually became steadfast in spiritual life and completely free of all desires for fruitive activities. Purusha Rishabha. Thus, the best amongst human beings, Maharaj Prithu, followed that path of spiritual advancement which was advised by Sanat Kumara. That is to say, Prithu worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Prithu Maharaj thus engaged completely in devotional service, executing the rules and regulations strictly according to principles 24 hours daily. Thus, Prithu's love and devotion unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, developed and became unflinching and fixed. By regularly discharging devotional service, Prithu Maharaj became transcendental in mind and could therefore constantly think of the lotus feet of the Lord. Because of this, Prithu Maharaj became completely detached and attained perfect knowledge by which he could transcend all doubt. The word Jiva Kosham means engagement of the living entity. But Prithu Maharaj was freed from the clutches of false ego and the materialistic conception of life. When Prithu became completely free from the conception of bodily life, he realized Lord Krishna sitting in everyone's heart as Param Atma, the superior supreme soul. And thus, being able to get all instructions from Krishna, Prithu gave up all other practices of yoga and jnana. Prithu Maharaj was not even interested in the perfection of the yoga and jnana systems, for Prithu thoroughly realized that devotional service to Gadagraja, Krishna, is the ultimate goal of life. And Prithu also completely understood that unless the yogis and jnanis become attracted to Krishna katha, narrations about Krishna, their illusions concerning their very own existence can never be dispelled. And so, in due course of time, when Prithu Maharaj was to give up his body, he fixed his mind firmly upon the lotus feet of Krishna, and thus, completely situated on the Brahma Bhuta platform, Maharaj Prithu gave up his material body. When Maharaj Prithu practiced a particular yogic sitting posture, he blocked the doors of his anus with his ankles, pressed his right and left calves, and gradually raised his life air upward, passing it on to the circle of his navel, up to his heart and throat, and finally pushed it upward to the central position between his two eyebrows. In this way, Prithu Maharaj gradually raised his air of life up to the hole in his skull, whereupon Prithu lost all desire for material existence. Gradually, Prithu merged his air of life with the totality of air, merged his body with the totality of earth, and merged the fire within his body with the totality of fire. And in this way, according to the different positions of the various parts of his body, Prithu Maharaj merged the holes of his senses with the sky, merged his bodily liquids, such as blood and various secretions, with the totality of water. And Prithu merged earth with water, then water with fire, fire with air, air with sky, and so on. Prithu Maharaj amalgamated the mind with the senses, and the senses with the sense objects, according to their respective positions. And Prithu also amalgamated the material ego with the total material energy known as Mahat Tattva. Prithu Maharaj then offered the total designation of the living entity unto the supreme controller of the illusory energy. Thus, being released from all the designations by which the living entity becomes entrapped, Prithu became free by knowledge and renunciation, and also by the spiritual force of his devotional service, bhakti. In this way, being situated in his original constitutional position of Krishna consciousness, Maharaj Prithu gave up his body as a Prabhu, or controller of the senses. Meanwhile, the queen, the wife of Prithu Maharaj, whose name was Archie, followed her husband into the forest. Since she was a queen, her body was very delicate. Although Archie did not deserve to live in the forest, Voluntarily, she touched her lotus feet to the ground. Although Archie was not accustomed to such difficulties, Queen Archie followed her husband in the regulative principles of living in the forest, like great sages. Archie also lay down on the ground and ate only fruits, flowers, and leaves. And because Archie was not fit for these activities, she became frail and thin. Yet, because of the pleasure she derived in serving her husband, Archie did not feel any difficulties. When Queen Archie saw that her husband, who had been so merciful to her and the earth, no longer showed symptoms of life, Archie lamented for a little while and then built a fiery pyre on top of a hill, placing the body of her husband upon it. After this, the queen executed the necessary funerary functions and offered oblations of water. After bathing in the river, Archie offered obeisances to various demigods situated in the sky in the different planetary systems. Archie then circumambulated the fire, and while thinking of the lotus feet of her husband, who was Udara Karmana, so liberal, Archie entered its lanes. After observing this brave act performed by the chaste wife Archie, the wife of the great king Prithu, many thousands of wives of demigods, along with their husbands, offered prayers to Queen Archie, for they were very much satisfied. At that time, the demigods were situated on the top of Mandara Hill, and all their wives began showering flowers on the funeral pyre and began talking amongst themselves. All glories to Queen Archie, for we can see that this queen of the great King Prithu, emperor of all kings of the world, has served her husband with mind, speech, and body, exactly as Shri, the goddess of fortune, serves the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Yajna Isha, Lord Vishnu. Why, just see how this chaste lady, Archie, by dint of her inconceivable pious activities, is still following her husband upwards as far as we can see. In this material world, every human being has a short span of life. But those who are engaged in devotional service, Bhagavat Padam, go back home, back to Godhead, for they are actually on the path of liberation. For such persons, there is nothing which is not available. Savanchito Bhatatma Druk Krishtraina Mahata Bhuvi Labha Pavargyang Manushyang Vishayeshu Visajjate. Any person who engages him or herself within this material world in performing activities that necessitate great struggle, and who, after obtaining the human form of life, which is a chance to attain liberation from all miseries, and thus undertakes the difficult tasks of fruitive activities, must be considered to be cheated and envious of one's own self. The great sage Maitreya continued speaking. My dear Vidura, when the wives of the denizens of heaven were thus talking amongst themselves, Queen Archie reached the planet which her husband, Maharaj Prithu, the topmost self-realized soul, had attained, Achyuta Ashraya, for Prithu was under the protection of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And so, the greatest of all devotees, Maharaj Prithu, was very powerful, and his character was liberal, magnificent, and magnanimous. O Vidura, thus I have described Maharaj Prithu to you as far as possible. Recorded October 31, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Namami Swaram Sachid Ananda Rupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Vrajamanam Yashoda Biyolu Kalad Dhavamanam Paramrishtam Atyantato Drutya Gopya Namami Swaram Sachid Ananda Rupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Vrajamanam Yashoda Biyolu Kalad Dhavamanam Paramrishtam Atyantato Drutya Gopya Namami Swaram Sachid Ananda Rupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Vrajamanam Yashoda Biyolu Kalad Dhavamanam Paramrishtam Atyantato Drutya Gopya Jaya Radha Damodara Radha Damodara Radhe Jaya Radha Damodara Radha Damodara Radhe Jaya Radha Damodara Radha Damodara Radhe To the Supreme Controller, who possesses an eternal form of blissful knowledge, whose glistening earrings swing to and fro, who manifested himself in Gokula, who stole the butter that the gopis kept hanging from the rafters of their storerooms, and who then quickly jumped up and out of fear ran in retreat of his mother, Yashoda. But Krishna was ultimately caught. To that Supreme Lord, Sri Damodara, I offer my humble obeisances.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
On the bank of the Yamuna River, where the lotus flowers grow, lives a transcendental cowherd boy. Very few people know. He plays all day with his calves and friends in a transcendental land. For them the pleasure never ends. Picture it if you can. If you would like to go there, where life is really free, my hand and I'll bring you there. Prabhupada is taking me. Take my hand and I'll bring you there. Prabhupada is taking me. Take my hand and I'll bring you there. Prabhupada is taking me.